Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenaitse Indian Tribe held a grand opening for their new education campus located at the corner of the Kenai Spur Highway and South Forest Drive. The grand opening began with a ceremony and a blessing at 10 a.m. on Thursday, September the 1st. Following the ceremony, guided tours of the building were performed. Bernadine Atchison, Tribal Council Chair, said that Katnatana Dudildit, the specific name for the education campus, is Denaina for the Kenai River People's Learning Place. And she told KSRM,
right now we'll have our early Head Start, our Head Start. We have our Yaganim program. We have our Dena'ina Language Institute. And then we have our adult, education programs to help them. So what it does is it brings all of our education programs under one roof, because before we were all scattered, and now you come to one place.
Atchison added,
our tribal elders had the vision that they wanted a school, a tribal school, and it took us a long time to get here, but we made it. And so now there's an opportunity for our youth and adults and elders to learn Denaina language. They can learn their traditions, their culture, and also, at our tribal fishery, they're learning their culture there also. And this, we don't want our children to grow up without knowing who they are.
Atchison, at a presentation in summer of 2021, said,
so one of the reasons why this place is significant is it's very close to our traditional Kenaitse village, which this part is one of our traditional village areas, and that's why we call it our campus over here.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is increasing the speed limit between milepost 58 to 76 at the Sterling Highway, which is located from just outside of Sterling to the Skelak East restrooms. The speed limit was 55 miles per hour. Now, it's 65. DOT officials are asking drivers to be aware of the change and continue to drive safely and reasonably for seasonal conditions, in addition to the occasional run-in with moose, bears, and caribou. Justin Shelby, Administrative Operations Manager for the Department of Transportation, told KSRM,
as you noted, there, the section between mile 58 and 76, the speed limit was increased to 65 miles an hour. That was based off of a speed limit evaluation that was conducted over the summer in 2021 and 2022. And this was after the reconstruction of that section of the Sterling Highway was completed, and that was completed back in July 2020. Based on the data gathered, the engineering study recommended the speed limit increase from 55 to 65.
Shelby added,
a respected speed limit for most motorists improves safety by reducing reckless and aggressive driving, and it makes real speeders more readily enforceable. So this section of road, with the improvements that were done, 65 miles an hour is a safe and reasonable speed for this section of road. And in fact, we found in the study that it matches the speed that most drivers are already going.
Shelby, remind drivers,
with this change, we still are asking drivers to, drive safely for conditions. This is within the Kenai Wildlife Refuge. So, you still have to be attentive for moose, bears, other wildlife. We still want drivers to drive safely, but just, with this change, we're not really anticipating a significant increase in speed per se.
Details at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.